Welcome to the Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. Things happened fast and furious Monday afternoon, shortly after noon, in the NFL landscape as the legal tampering period opened for free agents and for teams. Unsurprisingly, a number of deals were announced as agreed upon between players and teams, even if they can't officially be signed until Wednesday at noon, which is the start of the new league year. The Pittsburgh Steelers were relatively busy with reported deals with quarterback Russell Wilson and punter Cameron Johnston, shoring up some key areas of need for the black and gold. But it wasn't all great for Pittsburgh. The Steelers might be left holding the bag in one key area of need based on some things that transpired Monday afternoon around the league, which is rather discouraging. In the blink of an eye, some of the top centers on the free agent market had their new teams lined up. The Steelers, surprisingly, weren't able to get into the conversation with them, outside of Mitch Morse. Morse landed with the Jaguars. Lloyd Cushenberry signed a massive deal with the Titans. Aaron Brewer agreed to a deal with the Dolphins. Andre James re-signed with the Raiders. And Tyler Biadasz signed with the Commanders. All of them, at one point or another, were speculated as potential fits for the Steelers in free agency. Now, none of them will be. That was my biggest concern when the Steelers cut ties with Mason Cole in late February, a few weeks before the start of the legal tampering period. Though Cole wasn't good in 2023, he was at least a possible placeholder with experience until the 2024 NFL draft, where the Steelers are very likely to target a center. Based on some of the developed Monday at the center position, the Steelers are now in a really tough spot. It's still so early in the offseason. That much is certain. But Monday's moves were very concerning for the Steelers at a position that has been a real issue since Marquise Pouncey's retirement. Right now, it feels like Jackson Powers Johnson, Zach Frazier, or bust at the position in the draft for the Steelers. That's not a great feeling currently, and that's certainly not a position the Steelers and Omar Khan want to be in heading into the draft. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.